I kind of feel like shit. I feel tired. We lost another client today, and sometimes I feel like it's the clients that we fight the hardest for or do the most work for, the ones that bounce. It's almost like, well, they tend to be the neediest, and you do so many things for them, and they still don't seem to get it, or they don't respect what you do or understand what you do. And then after all that hard work, they just bounce anyway. And I've noticed a lot of the clients we lost are the ones that we really went bent over backwards for. And we actually got re good results for them. We did like things, we got good results for them, in the middle of the case, and then they just still bounce. And so part of me is thinking, like, go back to the 80-20 rule. Don't try to do too much for these guys, because they're not, it takes a lot of time, money, and resources to do that. And then they just leave you anyway. It's kind of like, well, what's the point? Why did I do all that? I'm all about going the extra mile, but I think you got to really just understand the type of clientele you're dealing with and what it is you're trying to accomplish. And understand that, I guess, our industry is sort of more of a system. And keep things more systematized. And when we try to break out the system too much for clients that are a little bit needy or not truthful or greedy and things like that, then it creates problems for us. So that's what I feel. So that was like a good insight for me. And something I just recognized, like, for myself, like, as I was leaving work today, part of me was thinking, like, okay, what should I be upset about, or what didn't I do? And I thought, I'm like, you know what? Like, why is my mind going to that? Why is my mind trying to think, like, oh, what should I be upset about? What did I do wrong? What did we miss? I think there's advantages to that, but at the same time, it can create negative spiral. And I realize I always do that when I leave work. I'm thinking, okay, what did we miss? What did we mess up today? And I think recognizing that was very helpful. And then my next thought was, you know what? I really just should give myself a pat on the back, because I think other people think I'm doing a good job, and we are doing a good job overall, certainly from the external world. But sometimes I don't give myself the credit that I think I should and that I even really deserve. I don't do that. And that's important, because if I keep getting beat up on my own mindset, then I bring myself down, and that's not good as a business owner. Our business is an extension of us, and it's going to only be as good as we are. So hopefully what I've learned to do is to just really, and I did this today as I was leaving. I just had that thought, and then I started patting myself on the back and said, "Hey, you're doing a good job. Good job. Pat yourself on the back for a good day's work." There was nothing really crazy to complain about for today. So, good job. And I pat myself on the back, and hopefully I can keep that up as we go through the grind here.